Welcome back to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Chaf Bet. So in chapter 22, things get a little confusing. And the reason that things get a little confusing is because some names are redundant. Names from Malchus Yehuda are going to be the same names as Malchus Yisrael. So I actually wish I had a blackboard for this class so I could share my notes that I took with you. Let's go through the family tree, especially if you're taking notes, so that it will be clear. We have Malchus Yehuda. There was King Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat, who was a good king, had a son named Yehoram. Malchus Yisrael, there's a king named Ahav, and he has a daughter named Ataliyahu, if you remember. Ataliyah, or Ataliyahu, and Yehoram, okay, so Ataliyahu from Malchus Yisrael marries Yehoram from Malchus Yehuda. They have a son named Achaziyahu. So Achaziyahu, who we're going to meet in this chapter, the son of Yehoram, the king of Yehuda, is Melech Yehuda. In this chapter, Chaf Beis, he's called Achaziyahu. And last chapter, Chaf Aleph, he's the surviving son who is called Yehoachaz. His name switches. I'm going to explain the switch of the name. But for right now, going through the family tree, we have Malchus Yehuda, a king named Yehoshaphat. He was a good king. He had a son named Yehoram. Yehoram married a princess from Malchus Yisrael, Ataliyah or Ataliyahu, the daughter of Ahav. So Yehoram, a king from Yehuda, married Ataliyahu, a princess from Yisrael. They have a son named Yehoachaz or Achaziyahu. And now we're going to learn about his reign. What you also have to know is that Achaziyahu, Melech Yehuda, has an uncle from Malchus Yisrael named Yehoram ben Ahav. So why is this confusing? His father, who is dead, was named Yehoram. That's Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. He has an uncle, his mother's brother, named Yehoram ben Ahav, the king of Israel. So if you drew a family tree, it should be more clear. So who is Ataliyahu bat Ahav? She's the mother of the king of Yehuda. She is the sister and daughter of the king of Israel. With that as our introduction, let us learn. Parachav Beis, again, I wish I had a blackboard to share my notes with you that I took to prepare this parak. Okay. Vayamlichu Yoshvi Yushalayim et Achaziyahu b'no hakatan tachtav. So now Achaziyahu, the son of Yehoram, the youngest son, is going to rule instead of him because all the others were killed. The troops, if you remember, of the Arabians who came to the camp killed all the other sons. Vayimlach Achaziyahu ben Yehoram melech Yehuda. Achaziyahu, the son of Yehoram, is ruler over Yehuda. Now, I found it very interesting that in Perek Chof Aleph, he is called Yehoachaz when he is saved, the youngest son. He's the only one who remains from the children of Yehoram and the booty and the wives. So the lineage will continue through him, Yehoachaz. And we explain Hashem Achaz, Hashem grabbed onto him. But here you're going to see he's a corrupt and wicked king. The narrative changes his name to Achaziyahu, which is very significant, like Achaziah. He thinks he could grab onto God. When Hashem saves him as the youngest son, Yehoachaz, Hashem grabs onto him, Hashem Achaz. But now you're going to see he's a wicked king, Achaziyahu, Achaz. As if he could grab on and if he could control Hashem. And in this parak, he's known as Achaziyahu. So Achaziyahu ben Yehoram ve'Ataliyahu is king of Yehuda. Here we go. He is 42 years old when he ascends to the rulership. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz knows this is very difficult to understand literally. According to the above information, his father Yehoram was 40 when he died. So if he was 40 when he died, how could it be his son is 42 when he ascends rulership? It's a little bit difficult to understand. Rabbi Steinsaltz says this likely that this number is based on a different chronology of Achaziyahu's years. Nevertheless, it then tells you his name of his mother, Ataliyahu, Bas Omri. Now, Bas Omri, I thought she's the daughter of Ahav, but Omri, she was the daughter of Ahav, who was the son of Omri. And Rabbi Steinsaltz notes that the kingdom of Israel, Malchus Yisrael, is referred to in extra-biblical documents, so ancient documents that were not of the Bible, as the house of Omri by other nations in the region. So I found that very interesting. The name appears in the Meshi Stel from Moab in several Assyrian inscriptions from the days of Shalmaneser III, III, Adad Nirani III, Tiglath-Pileser III to the time of Sargon II. So what I found was interesting is that the House of Omri was known to the nations of the world as Malchus Yisrael was known to the nations of the world as the House of Omri, and there's documentation proving that. So here it refers to her as Ataliyahu Bas Omri. She's really the granddaughter of Omri and the daughter of Achav Melech Yisrael. Now, what does it tell us about Chazayahu? Gam hu halach b'darchi beis Achav. He goes in the ways of the house of Achav. That is his Malchus Yisrael grandfather. His Malchus Yehuda grandfather's was Yehoshaphat, a good king. He chooses to go in the ways of the house of Achav, the wicked Malchus Yisrael king. Why? Ki imo haiso yu'atzo l'arshia, because his mother would advise him to do evil. His mother was Ataliyahu, the daughter of Achav. Vayas hara b'enei Hashem. So Achazayahu is bad in the eyes of God, kebeis Achav, just like in the house of Achav, his grandfather. Ki hema hayu lo yo'atzim acharei mot aviv l'mashri. So interestingly, he is the king of Yehuda. However, his grandfather was the king of Yisrael, and his mother is a wicked princess from Malchus Yisrael, and they advise him to do bad, and therefore he gets advice, and he went. Yehoram ben Achav. Now, here we go. Remember I told you there's a similar name. Yehoram ben Achav Melech Yisrael is Ataliyahu's brother and Achazayahu Melech Yehuda's uncle. Not to be confused with Yehoram Achazayahu's father. So now we meet a new character, okay? Achazayahu Melech Yehuda followed their counsel of his advisors and his mother, and he went to Yehoram ben Achav Melech Yisrael. He went to his mother's brother, and he went to his mother's brother to King of Yisrael, and they're going to war together against Chazal Melech Aram Beramot Gilad. So they're going to go up to Ramot Gilad, they're going to fight together with Chazal, the king of Aram. And the Aramaeans smote Yehoram, the king of Israel. So again, what happens? Achazayahu, the king of Yehuda, the son of Yehoram, goes to Yehoram ben Achav, his maternal uncle, the king of Yisrael, and together they go to battle against Chazael, Melech Aram, in Ramot Gilad, and Yehoram, Melech Yisrael, is injured in battle. And he, meaning Yehoram, king of Israel, goes to heal. Vayashav lihitra pei b'Yisrael. He goes to heal in the Yisrael because he was struck in Ramah when he went to war against Chazael, the king of Aram. And Azariahu ben Yehoram, Melech Yehuda, comes to be Mevaker Chola. Okay? Azariahu ben Yehoram, the maternal nephew of Yehoram ben Achav, who was injured in battle with Melech Aram, who is convalescing in the Yisrael, goes to see his uncle. So here we go. Azariahu ben Yehoram, Melech Yehuda, Yarad lirot et Yehoram ben Achav b'Yisrael, ki cholahu. He goes to be Mevaker Chola, his maternal uncle, who happens to be the king of Malchus Yisrael. He goes down to the Yisrael. This was all prearranged by God. Pasuk Zayin, Ume Elokim Haita. This was all from Hashem. Tevusas Achazayahu, Lavo El Yoram. It's going to bring about the downfall of Achazayahu. When he goes to visit his maternal uncle, who is convalescing in Yisrael, Hashem arranged it that this is going to be his downfall. Why? Ubevo yatsa im Yehoram El Yehu ben Nimshi. Because he and his maternal uncle, Achazayahu, king of Yehuda, and his maternal uncle, Yehoram ben Achav, king of Yisrael, go to visit Yehu, the son of Nimshi. Asher mashcho Hashem lahachris as beis Achav. This Yehu, the son of Nimshi, was anointed to destroy the house of Achav from Malchus Yisrael. Now, who happens to be there? Achazayahu, the king of Yehuda, is there at the same time. But keep in mind, he really is from the house of Achav also, because Achav is his maternal grandfather. And this individual, Yehu ben Nimshi, was appointed by God, anointed by God. Mashcho Hashem, lahachris a beit Achav. Vayehi, and it was, ki hishafei Yehu in beit Achav, as Yehu was judging, i.e. punishing, the house of Achav from Malchus Yisrael. Vayimtza et Sarah Yehuda, he happened to find their officers of Yehuda. Yehuda there as well. Why? That's because they're officers of Yehuda, because the king of Yehuda had come to visit his uncle, who was the king of Yisrael. Ubnei achei Achaziyahu misharsim leAchaziyahu. I found this extremely interesting. Who was servicing Achaziyahu? The sons of the brothers of Achaziyahu were serving their uncle. Why is that interesting? Because they are deceased and they are serving Achaziyahu. Vayahar game. And they were all killed. Rabbi Dean Steinzel's notes, what happened? Yehu destroyed not only the family of Achav, Malchus Yisrael, he also killed all the friends and supporters of the king of Israel. Achaziyahu, king of Yehuda, was a descendant of Achav, even though he's the king of Malchus Yehuda. He happens to be the grandson of Achav Malch Yisrael. And he was also very close to Yehoram ben Achav, who is the current king of Israel and his uncle. And therefore, Yehu did not hesitate to kill his men from Malchus Yehuda as well. Pasuk Tes. So this is really the, seems to be the end of the monarchy. Both from Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, where Yehu is going to be killing everybody, it seems. Vayivakesh as Achaziyahu. He, Yehu ben Nimshi, sought out Achaziyahu, who had run away because he realized he was going to be killed. Vayilkuduhu. And he captured him. They captured him. V'hu mitchabe b'shomron. He was hiding in the city of Shomron. V'yivi'uhu al Yehu. They bring Achaziyahu, the king of Yehuda, to Yehu. V'yimituhu. What does that mean? They put him to death. So who has just died? Who has been killed, I should say? Achaziyahu, Melech Yehuda, the son of Yehoram, king of Yehuda. Also the son of Ataliah, the mother, his mother, who was from Malchus Yisrael. Vayikberuhu, and they buried him. Ki amru, because they said, Ben Yehoshaphatu asher daras as Hashem b'chol avol. Interestingly, he is zocha to kavura Yisraeli. Why is he zocha to kavura with dignity? Achaziyahu, even though he was a corrupt king, who listened to his mother, Ataliyahu, who made an alliance with Yehoram ben Achav, his maternal uncle, the king of Israel. Why was he zocha to kavura? Because they said about him, he is the son of Yehoshaphat. Remember his grandfather Yehoshaphat, who was a very good king. And Yehoshaphat sought out Hashem with all of his heart. And therefore, in honor of Yehoshaphat, who was a good king, his grandson Achaziyahu deserves proper kavura. He deserves some respect for being the grandson of the righteous king. And so he was honored. There's no one from the house of Achaziyahu with the capacity to reign. So what is going to happen now? Ataliyahu from the house of Israel sees that her son has died. She rose and she destroyed all the royal offspring of the house of Yehuda. Now her husband, if you remember Yehoram, had already killed some of his family. She did her best to destroy anyone, says Rabbi Dean Steindl, who might contest the throne. She became the ruler of Yehuda. Ataliyahu, the son of Achav, the sister of Yehoram ben Achav from Malchus Yisrael, kills all royal offspring from Malchus Yehuda, and she ascends the throne. However, Pasuk Aleph, Vatikach Yehoshavat bat HaMelech et Yoash ben Achaziyahu. Yehoshavat, the daughter of Yehoram the king, so this is Achaziyahu's sister, took Yoash, but not from Ataliyahu, says Rabbi Dean Steinzelt. So now, Achaziyahu has been killed. He has been buried because he was the grandson of Yehoshaphat. His mother, Ataliyahu, ascends the throne over Malchus Yehuda, but she's from Malchus Yisrael. What is going to happen to the kingdom? Who saves the day? Yehoshaphat, the daughter of the king, Yehoram, so Achaziyahu's sister from a different mother. She took Yoash, the son of Achaziyahu, and she hid him from among the king's sons who were put to death. One small boy remained unnoticed, says Rabbi Dean Steinzelt, amongst the dead. And she, this Yehoshavat, so the sister of Achaziyahu from Malchus Yehuda, put him and his nurse in the bedroom. Rabbi Dean Steinzelt comments, the child was so small, he still required a nurse. And his aunt Yehoshaphat, who is obviously a righteous woman who wants to save Malchus to remain in Israel, managed to hide them both away. Some say this bedroom where she hid them was actually the most concealed place in the Beit HaMikdash, B'chadar HaMitot, the Pasuk calls it. It was actually the most concealed place in the Beit HaMikdash, the only spot where she felt the child would remain untouched. Yehoshaphat was the daughter of King Yehoram. She's also the wife of, she's the righteous woman, obviously. She is the wife of Yehoyada, HaKohen. Yehoyada, one who knows God. Ka Yada, he knows Hashem. And she concealed him from Ataliyahu. She was the sister of Ahaziah, says the Pasuk. She didn't, and therefore Ataliyahu did not put him to death. Why? She didn't know that he was there. Says Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz, the fact that Yehoyada was the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, explains why he was given the king's daughter for a wife. It also accounts for why they chose the innermost chamber of the Beit HaMikdash as the hiding place. Yehoshaphat and Yehoyada, the sister of the deceased king, and the wife of the Kohen Gadol, sought to preserve a remnant of the house of David from the murderous intentions of Ataliyahu, the princess from Malchus Yisrael. Last pasuk of the perek, Vayhi itam bebeit ha'elokim mitchabei sheish shanim. He was with them in the house of God, hiding for 6 years, says Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz. This little boy, the king's son, the son of Ahaziyahu, the last remnant of Malchus Yehuda, grew up in the temple without anyone knowing about his existence, under the protection of the high priest. And throughout the years, says the pasuk, Va'atalia moleches al ha'arz, Iva Atalia, from Malchus Yisrael, was ruling over the land. She proved to be, said Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz, a strong queen who ruled over the land in her own way. But the little boy was hid in the merit of his aunt and uncle after the killing of his father, Ahaziyahu. Wow. I hope without a blackboard, the picture of this parak was clear. I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you all for learning with me. Li'ilui nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alah Shalom. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov to all.